Hi, this is Gorgeous Belle.
This is just Mark.
And the irresistible Miles.
And welcome to our Saturday Nightcap podcast. So how are you guys doing tonight?
I just got out of my shift, so yeah.
I see. Well, I'm actually on sick leave. A great reminder to everyone is to always take care of yourselves health-wise, because it's very hard to be sick during this ongoing pandemic. And how about you, Mark? How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good as well. So I also just got off my shift, just like Miles.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. After shift feels, guys.
That is right.
Mm-hmm. When you feel like you're so high on energy at the start of the shift, and now you're just so
low.
Yes, exactly. Low. So low. Mm-hmm. But and you sound so sleepy and something, like how I'm sleeping right now.
But yes, we have to keep it up a notch because we have listeners for this very first episode.
Oh, hold on. So, let me slap myself awake.
Oh, yes. There we go.
There you go.
All right.
So, how should we start this episode? What do you think?
Well, I feel like we should start with how we started this. You know, how we started this, or how we got the idea of doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, so, Mark.
Yeah, well, I guess ako na nga yun. Well, yun na nga.
Yeah.
So, this all started with me. So, I was in the middle of my shift, listening to Spotify, and then suddenly, I thought about starting a podcast with my friends. Since I've been thinking about this for days already, to try to do something different, or to try something new. Well, for me kasi mukhang bago siya. So, if you guys have noticed, numbers of streamers and vloggers are constantly rising, especially this time of pandemic.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people are also thinking in what ways they should do to kill time as well, or to, you know, to kill boredom. So, I thought since we're the talkative ones in our group, so why not start with podcasting, right? So,
yeah.
Then, recently, I also just found out that some of my friends are also doing podcasts. So that is why it got me more determined to pursue this. And I'm just glad when I posted this to our group about why don't we make a podcast? Miles was the first one to respond with, tara, paano? And then Belle with, I bet ko yan. So that's when I explained to them how to do it and how we should, you know, brainstorm about topics and etc. So it got me worried after I got their attention because I was afraid, what if we won't be able to do this and that since I only have limited resources on my end. But thank God, so because I was able to find a platform that we can use to start posting our introduction to Spotify, Belle was able to create a very artistic and unique podcast cover art as you can see on our page. And Miles, well, never mind him. kidding aside, so he was able to list down some of our topics that we can discuss. So all this happened in one day. So I'm really just glad that we're in this together. So yeah, that's it.
We got
you. Yes, we got you, boo. Because I believe that Spotify would also be this platform that everybody can actually use. And it's actually possible for anyone to just simply create a podcast. And how easy for me to create a cover art, how easy for us to even create a page. I actually didn't really think that this is going to push through, knowing that hangout after hangout, after planning, still nothing happened. So yes, that's basically my take on that.
We always seem to have, I mean, our group is like the drawing central. Like, we don't have any concrete plan. Well, we have plans, but it always ends up on the drawing board and never proceeds after that. This is kind of like the first time that, one of those times that it actually works. It went away from the drawing board and actually got through. So that's nice.
Diba?
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And well, I guess we can also discuss why we're doing this.
Yeah.
As well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Mark can try to talk about that.
Okay. Well, personally, for me, I'm doing this to have bonding with my friends, of course. With you guys. Okay. Well, not just them. Since we're doing a podcast, I wanted also to make a connection with our listeners. So hopefully that we can, you know, catch their attention and listen to us based on the topics that we're going to be discussing about.
Plus, it's a great avenue to let go of steam and kind of like just generally have your brain running to get topics out there, you know. And it's very productive, something that we can spend our time on, and instead of procrastinating and being depressed and anxiety, you know. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree
as well. And of course, the reason why I wanted to do this with you guys is mainly to even keep myself awake and to just basically catch up with current events and catching up with you guys as well. All right.
Yeah.
And so I guess we can also discuss on what we're trying to achieve with this podcast as well.
Okay. So, well, for me, our goal is to reach out to our listeners. So, like what I've said earlier, so see if we can somehow contribute something with them by sharing our, you know, thoughts and insights and our experiences.
Right, because what I actually mentioned, like behind the scenes with Gene and Miles, is that I wanted to achieve this kind of space where you can openly talk about certain topics that are not being discussed out there.
True.
I feel that this is really important for us to discuss certain topics and to even share our opinions, because both Mark, Miles, and I are actually very open-minded about everything.
Oh yes, but how open-minded are we though? Can you share some of that topic?
Well, we'll discuss that in the next episode.
Yeah, next time, okay. Miles.
Yeah.
All right. So to give you guys a bit of insight as to what we're gonna discuss, one of those topics is love. Yes,
yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Love. It all starts with love. I mean,
exactly.
Where is the love, Char?
Most especially with everything that's going on right now with the pandemic. We're looking for people to talk to, so foreign flings are a thing. So
yeah, that's definitely one of the topics that we cannot miss.
Exactly, that's a big topic, especially with everything that's going on.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Let me also just ask you guys, who do you think we are reaching out to?
All right. Yes, and maybe I can start with that. I believe that we can try to reach out to millennials and above. There are certain, let's say, R18 topics. I can warn them right now about that. And I guess we can also talk about what we do on a daily basis, not just work aside. Even talk about our personal lives. So I just hope that millennials and above can relate to us.
Yes, and I'm very certain that a lot of millennials can relate to just simply to me as just work and then sleep. Most.
Right.
Right.
That's right. Well, I guess for me, who are we reaching out to? Well, of course, to all who have access to Spotify, definitely, so that they can definitely listen to us. But we may have also, you know, sensitive topics that we have are that you guys have mentioned earlier that are not applicable to young audiences. So parental guidance is advice. Lol. So
yeah, we and we're listening to us right now. This is not for the faint heart.
Yeah. Also,
yes,
we're gonna invite some friends here to be our guests. So yes. Watch out.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for that. And well, aside from having guests, I guess we can also put games on the side as well if you have some. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll think about it along the way. But right now, it's still in the works. Like our. Especially knowing that we have Instagram and Twitter, which is newly created. You guys can follow us there. Later on, we'll post more details on our Facebook page. Alright, so, yeah.
So let's get a bit insight maybe on how we both know each other.
Right, okay. We can actually discuss that. So, I can try to recall with my very faint memory. I am very forgetful. I do apologize to you guys. But yes, I can remember that I met Mark and Jean. Sorry, Miles.
Yeah, so, no, it's okay. I have many names. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing. But yes, to let you guys know, Miles is also called as Jean. Like we call him back in the office. So on my very first job, Mark was my teammate, and two waves after, Jean came along and we got closer, especially with certain topics like Rick and Morty and all the other topics, conspiracy theories and everything. Maybe that's also a great topic to discuss in the next coming episodes.
We're gonna need some good conspiracy topics for those.
Yeah, we do.
The more reason Mark,
And then Mark can also share his opinions as well, knowing that I never talk to him about certain theories as well.
Yeah.
Maybe I can relate.
Yes. A bit.
Yeah, just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, aside from mean for you, you might have a foggy memory, but I still recall all the times that I met you both. I think I remember. To all you guys listening, I'm a very, very noisy person, and I can talk to anyone if I'd like to. You know, if they want to talk back to me, they want to reply or talk or make a conversation, that's great. But I generally come off as crazy. It's true. I mean, most of the friends in my office or in our office, I just talk to them willy-nilly, like out of the blue topics. Do you remember how we met, Belle?
Nope, I don't.
No, okay. Sorry. Your locker is just below mine's. Just below mine's. By then, just a little bit to the left. No, right. And then you just opened your locker and then you were talking about how crappy the calls were, and then I just interjected, yeah, oh my, the calls are so crappy. Just started from there. But
you know what? For a split second, I really thought Miles was gay. I'm sorry. Maybe it's because of your accent. I'm not sure. But I really thought that you were gay. And I found out that you're straight.
Mm-hmm. To add up to that, I thought Mark was gay.
Ooh.
Well, because he used to wear short shorts. And then...
That is only for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only for the weekend. But,
how I met you. You already knew my name, but I don't know how you knew my name.
Because Mark knows everything and everyone. Should know that by now.
I was just surprised. He was saying hi to me in the bathroom in the urinals, and I was just asking myself, what?
Everybody knows the newbies. Hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just got confused. Like, how did he know my name? And then we just got close because I had no choice.
Yeah, because you're maybe annoying, so maybe loud.
That's a good
reason why.
Yeah, because Mark would be like, who's this annoying newbie?
Yeah, I guess actually I met Jin with my best friend Saul, because Saul tends to, you know, vent out with me like, sino ba tong nag-transfer na to? Sino ba yung ganyan? Sino ba to si ganyan?
No, I don't think so, with Team Aaron before, right?
I guess Saul was.
No, I mean, like, because I think most of your teammates I was close with before.
Or Team Aaron?
Yeah.
Mm. I forgot his name. Gay person? Gay guy?
Gay person.
I don't know. But yeah. There you go. So I met them both at work. So yeah. I met Bell first, then come Miles second. So they're both my teammates. They've become my teammates actually for more than a year.
Yeah, for
more than a year. Yeah. So we've made our fair share of laughter, you know, dramas and everything. That's why we're very comfortable with each other's company.
You're so, you guys what we called our bae before?
The what?
You guys remember what they called our bae? Or what we called our bae?
What?
Warzone bae.
The Warzone bae.
Oh my goodness.
Because we were always here.
And
Boss would usually just lean over to us and just
and
talk.
Then Mark and I would do this random dance that no one else would understand.
God. I still remember Bell. It was, I guess, Christmas. Mm-hmm. We wore the same denim jacket.
Yes!
We all wore that. I also wore that. I remember that. We
no.
Have a picture. We have a
it was
picture.
Just me and Mark.
No, it's just me and Belle.
Yeah, it's what we spent together. Yeah.
A picture.
Yeah, and then I remember this iconic purple jacket of Jean.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah, the purple.
Are you
jacket.
Even washing that Jean?
Yeah. Are you even washing that?
Okay. In my defense, that jacket is pretty hard to wash.
so you're admitting that you're not washing it then?
You're agreeing.
I washed the jacket like
and if you guys check on my Facebook page, I reposted something that that Jean should take a bath regularly. Or get quarantine, you have to take a bath, dude.
Like you should take a bath.
Oh, I took a bath earlier. Did you take a bath?
I got out of work
too.
What's your defense now?
I just got out of work, and when you're stressed, you don't take a bath immediately. You let yourself relax, because that's bad for your health if you go into the bath immediately after being stressed, according to old people.
Well, yeah, right after work, of course, you don't. You know, take a bath, so you have to relax first.
Exactly. Plus, your eyes were on a computer all day. That's gonna do some damage. Or I think that's, you know, what old people say again.
Superstitious beliefs or what?
I don't know.
Maybe. No, I mean, usually our parents would mention to us that we're just on our gadgets most of the time, but it's not like they're not there on their gadgets as well. On their phone, in the TV. That's just basically the same thing.
True.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
And maybe we can try to discuss how we got along together.
Well, simply put, we are all noisy.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
So not just at work, but also we do hang outside.
Yes,
of course,
exactly.
After shift sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We don't always end our shift at the same time. So to give you guys an idea, we stay for after shift to
a couple of hours
just to talk with each other. Mm-hmm. That's how much we love each other. It's so nice to be loved.
Oh my God. To be loved. And speaking of love, that's going to be our next episode. So
yeah, I guess
stay tuned for that, guys. And we can also mention as well what we expect on doing this podcast.
Well, let me start with that. My expectation is that it's gonna be fun. That's it.
Yeah, actually, me, just like, you know, my expectation, nothing. I just hope that this turns out, you know, fine. And fun at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Well, on my expectations for this podcast, I don't really expect much listeners. I mean, it would be great if we have a wide listening range, and yes, to basically have fun. And I guess we would always be open to listeners' suggestions as well. What you guys think?
I mean, that
yeah, of course, definitely.
So if they suggest things on our page, and they comment stuff as to what we can do or what we should do, then that would like freedom of choice. They could drive. They could see where our content is going. Right. Right.
Yes. I guess this is mostly what our first episode is about, and I guess we can also try to mention our shout-outs to people as well.
Yeah, I have two, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just want to give a shout-out to my friends who are also doing a podcast. So first would be Glenn Penn, and of course with his co-host, Bree Free. So the name of their podcast is Ano Na, and my other friend Brian with his friends, so they have the name The Good Host, so you might also want to check those guys out.
Alright. How about you, Belle? Got any shout outs?
Yes, I do have a lot listed for my shout outs.
Wow.
Yeah, so of course, first off, I want to get a shout out to my boyfriend, Ryan. Hi, Ryan. Well, hi, Bubby. Hey. And I wanted to give a shout out to my family. I'm not sure if my dad's listening to this, or my sister, or brother, or even my brother-in-law, but hi. And to a couple of friends of mine, Shahina, Rex, Janana, Emerson, Hannah, Gia, and this very special lady. Her name is Shannon B. She's available on Facebook, YouTube, and SoundCloud. She has an amazing voice, guys. You have to listen in to her. And on the side, she's actually selling UV bags, ultraviolet bags. So just in case, if you want to disinfect everything while you're heading out and you're coming home, that's what you definitely use. And this is not sponsored, by the way. All right. And what else can I think of? I can think of my Animal Crossing friends, Daddy Lee, Billy, Jem, Ellie, and a couple of people. But I will mention to you on the next episode, baby. I'm sorry if I left you out on this. And I can mention maybe, I guess, two podcasts as well on the side. So my friend Patrick, he is having this podcast with Alec, and the name of their podcast is the Not So Late Podcast. And alongside with that, I believe that my friend DJ Galvan, he's also a singer on the side, and he also has a podcast on Spotify, so you guys can listen to the three of them as well. So that's it for me.
All right.
Yay.
And damn, Belle, that was a long list.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm gonna start off with my very own shame plugging, because I'm gonna plug myself. So I have multiple bands. I'm trying to do streaming nowadays, although I don't really quite stream that much. Hoping to stream more once I get my Ghost of Tsushima. And once I do it, maybe I can constant stream, maybe on Facebook. I mean, not on Facebook, on Twitch or YouTube. My Twitch is ReaperAlpha21. If ever y'all want to see me a casual game, then that's where you watch me. ReaperAlpha streams, no space by the way, ReaperAlpha streams on YouTube, ReaperAlpha on Facebook, and that's my games or my gaming side. If you're to read, I'm writing this novel called Life After Death Reincarnation. It's a very trying to write as a romantic fantasy novel. If you ever want a good read or just want to tickle your mind with your imagination, then please do try to read it. And Letters of Miles Valentine for my poetic side. It's kind of like my how do you say it? It's kind of like letters that I wrote to people that I love and letters that I wrote to myself. So yeah, also, of course, thank you so much for everyone that's listening, to all my friends out there that are listening right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And to, who else should I shout out? Please, also, if you like cover musics, I would like to shout out my cousin Rufina Guerrero on YouTube. She does amazing tips for how you cover or how to make your own videos. Plus, she sings really, really well. So yeah, thank you so much again.
Yay! I also just want to add my friends in ML, PUBG, and Dragoness. Hope you guys are doing okay. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, and I forgot to also shameless plug announce about my art page on Facebook, which is Likhang Simig Nibi. So you can search on that, and I believe that I posted something on our page as well. So you guys can also check that out. And yeah, I believe that this would be the end of our very first episode. So thanks so much, guys, for listening in. And we will see you on the next episode. Goodbye for now.
Yeah. Take care.